USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Government officials from the United States say a prominent state-backed Russian hacking group is responsible for ongoing cyber attacks against organizations involved in the development of coronavirus vaccines and other healthcare-related work. The attacks targeting universities, private companies, and other organizations working on vaccine research and testing globally are designed to steal intellectual property amid the response to COVID-19. Speaking at the White House on Thursday, President Trump discusses rolling back regulations that will help all Americans.
Our historic regulatory relief is providing the average American household an extra $3,100 every single year.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow lost 135 points to finish at 26,735. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A congressional bill would require TSA take the temperatures of all passengers during security checks. The bipartisan Healthy Skies Act was introduced by Republicans Ted Budd of North Carolina and Ralph Norman of South Carolina and Democrat John Larson of Connecticut. The checks are helped to make people feel safe when flying. Another retailer is feeling the heat during the coronavirus pandemic. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
JCPenney is cutting 1,500 jobs and closing more than 150 stores as it works to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and still survive the pandemic. The layoffs at the 118-year-old retailer will involve corporate, field management, and international staff. The chain traced back to a Wyoming dry goods store founded in 1902. The retailer was in trouble before the coronavirus outbreak, but that only made things worse.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage fell to just below 3%. Mortgage finance giant Freddie Mac said it's the lowest level in almost 50 years of record keeping. It's the third straight week and the seventh time this year that rates on America's most popular home loan have hit a fresh low. As far as these rates being so low, Tracy Tudor is an author, real estate agent, and star of Bravo's hit TV show Million Dollar Listing.
Just remember, as the rates continue to drop, it's also becoming more difficult to qualify. So, you know, people are losing their jobs left and right, being furloughed, and, you know, you have to remember, while you might be able to get a rate for 2.875, you also still have to have a job, and you have to be able to prove significantly that, you know, these banks can rely on you to make your payments. So, you know, it's a twofold situation.
Jeopardy host Alex Trebek says he's been doing well despite undergoing treatment for stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
I'm doing well. I've been continuing my treatment, and it is paying off, though it does fatigue me a great deal. My numbers are good. I'm feeling great.
Trebek saying he can't wait to get back to work, though.
I can't wait to return to the studio and start recording shows for the new season in September. Meanwhile, my wish for all of you, stay safe.
Trebek also working on a memoir. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.